Not so long ago, the staff of life was the height of style. No longer faced with the old-fashioned choice of white rye or whole wheat, Americans experienced self-actualization through seven grains and sourdough, boule and ciabatta. Then enter Dr. Atkins. According to one survey, 32 million Americans are now on low-carbohydrate diets. National per capita flour consumption is down 10 pounds over the past 6 years. The people selling Flunkin are doing better than those purveying focaccia. So in Providence, Rhode Island, at the College of Culinary Arts at Johnson & Wales University today, the National Bread Leadership Council has held a bread summit to figure out what to do. Paul Grimaldi is retail consumer behavior reporter for the Providence Journal and covered the conference. Paul Grimaldi, how does Big Bread see their problem?
I think they see it as one of mixed messages, that the consumer doesn't know what's good for them when it comes to dieting and carbohydrates, and that they don't have a common way of getting that point across to the people who buy their products.
Now, searching for a common way, how diverse was the group of bakers and bread makers who were there in Providence today?
It ranged from small artisan bakers to Midwestern flour cooperatives and chain wholesalers and chain restaurants and bakeries.
What kind of ideas were expressed? What did you hear in the way of proposals that were made?
Well, I think that they're trying to find a way to come up with the got milk of the new millennium, that there has to be a way to find to tell people that bread is good for them and that bread has a communal aspect to it that people have forgotten about it as we've institutionalized the food industry.
Let's break bread together, something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
We'll do it. How do they, I mean, was there a special room just designed for throwing darts at pictures of Dr. Atkins?
There was a bit of a hiss that went up when the moderator held up an original copy of Atkins' diet book. I could say that, but nobody was throwing rolls or baguettes at it.
I mean, this is the problem. People nowadays are increasingly convinced that the hamburger is fine, just don't eat the roll.
Exactly. And what one food industry analyst told me before the conference is that he said that this is just one in the latest series of diet fads that he's seen in America. Part of the message that was coalescing from the bread summit was that it has to be fewer calories and a balanced diet.
Is there some rough consensus about who in the and the landscape of bakers, who at least is best positioned to survive this onslaught of Atkinsites?
The artisan bakers, the small one-shop bakeries, feel that they have a niche that in some ways is almost unassailable, in that well-educated, well-informed consumers who like organic products will come to them. And the large wholesalers feel that they can withstand the Atkins diet onslaught by going after ethnic markets, going after the Hispanic market, going after the Chinese market, and getting away from bread altogether and producing tortillas and noodles.
Kind of carbo diversification.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Grimaldi, thank you. Paul Grimaldi, who is retail consumer behavior reporter for the Providence Journal, talking with us about today's Bread Summit in Providence. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.